The Ohio train crash fears. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the train derailment in Ohio earlier this month, residents in East Palestine are pushing for more answers on whether the toxic chemicals released in the air and in water could potentially kill them. Fox's Garrett Tenney is there with more.
A delegation of state lawmakers is here in town trying to see what they can do, meeting with local leaders and response officials for an update on what is being done to clean up the toxic chemicals. This comes a day after the CEO of Norfolk Southern Railway came to town with this message for folks who live here.
This has been devastating to this community, and I want to make sure you understand I am terribly sorry that this happened to the community. Norfolk Southern is fully committed to doing what's right for this community.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has yet to visit East Palestine. Tensions between the U.S. and China continue to escalate following the U.S. military takedown of a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the South Carolina coast on February 4th. In an interview airing on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he is concerned about China sending lethal support to Russia in its invasion of Ukraine.
We have information that gives us concern that they are considering providing lethal support to Russia in the war against Ukraine. And it was important for me to share very clearly with Wang Yi that this would be a serious problem.
The New Orleans Police Department says a shooting at a Mardi Gras parade wounding five people, including a young girl. One of the victims is in critical condition. Police say they have detained a suspect. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says detectives are treating a Los Angeles area bishop's death as a homicide. Bishop David O'Connell was discovered suffering from a gunshot wound. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley scheduled to arrive in Iowa today. Fox's Evan Brown reports.
Nikki Haley, the Republican former UN ambassador and South Carolina governor, heads to Iowa today and will spend much of the week there meeting with local GOP leaders who she'll need if she wants to win delegates at the eventual Iowa Republican caucuses early next year. Iowa famously has enjoyed a first in the nation standing for presidential nominating contests. This cycle, however, only the Republicans will campaign first in Iowa. Democrats decided to hold their first contest in South Carolina, Nikki Haley's home state.
The family of a man filing a lawsuit against a Las Vegas casino after he suffered a heart attack and died. Fox's Chris DeMeo has more.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports David Jagenlinser was staying at the Wynn Las Vegas last year when he went into cardiac arrest. The lawsuit claims Jagenlinser was slumped over a blackjack table for more than 15 minutes as the dealer carried on, continuing to deal cards to another player. The complaint says Wynn employees tried to use the defibrillator on Jagenlinser, but weren't properly trained to use it. Wynn Resorts saying in a statement that the suit's claims are false and that the company will strongly defend itself.
A tech giant is telling workers it's time to get back to the office.
The days of working on your couch in your sweatpants is over for Amazon employees, at least in part. Amazon CEO says workers have to be back in the office at least 3 days a week starting in May. The tech company was allowing individual managers to decide how often employees had to be in the office. Amazon says it's better for collaboration and company culture and to help out downtown areas where Amazon offices are located. Other big companies like Disney and Apple have been ordering workers back to the office, too, as the pandemic eases.
That's Fox's Shayna Astulin. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.